Officials in Iran continue to dodge questions about their country's nuclear program, but the United Nations Nuclear Agency said recently that there is evidence that Iran is developing a nuclear weapon. This week, Iranian dissidents published an open letter to the government in Tehran. The letter calls on Iran to suspend uranium enrichment. It also warns that the country's nuclear ambitions would set the stage for war. Iranian journalist Nazila Fati is based in the U.S. She says the letter reflects a growing anxiety among Iranians everywhere about the possibility of a military attack against Iran.
The opposition groups outside the country, they are very divided, but they are all unanimous over one thing, that any kind of external threat would help radicals to solidify their power.
So this letter came primarily from dissidents outside the country, is that right?
Yes, mostly.
Now, inside the country, I mean, obviously no one wants to see a nuclear conflict. How widespread do you think the opinions in this letter are in Iran among Iranian citizens?
Well, I think it's very widespread, and this is not the first time that people have expressed their concerns over Iran's nuclear program. When I was in Iran in 2007, there were debates on radio, on the public radio, where political scientists talked about this openly. They talked about whether the costs were worth the risks that the country was facing, whether any kind of external threat was worth a nuclear energy.
Nazila, I want to ask you about a couple of other things that are spiking up anxiety in Iran. There was a huge funeral this week for one of the founders of Iran's missile program and more than a dozen Revolutionary Guard members who died in an explosion last weekend. Tell us about this blast at the military base and why it's led to so much speculation in Tehran.
First of all, the whole city, and Tehran is a very large city, was rocked with this thunderous sound of the explosion. A lot of people who lived in Tehran, they thought the city has come under attack. Maybe they thought this was the attack by Israel, or maybe it was a nuclear test. And then the government, the only news that it gave out was that there had been an explosion at an ammunition depot, which didn't make much sense because the sound of it was just thunderous. And then the regime, they closed off the streets. They didn't let reporters get to the explosion site. Even people who were injured, they were not taken to regular hospitals. It seemed that there were fears that they didn't want these people to speak to people to talk about what had happened there. And then, of course, the godfather of the country's missile program had been there, and it raised questions. What was he doing there if they were just moving ammunition? And now there are reports saying that perhaps there was a kind of covert plan behind it. Maybe the Israelis were behind a sabotage to warn Iranians.
So it's the blast, it's the mysterious reaction to it that's prompting all this speculation. And this after a week when a new UN report offering additional evidence that Iran may be on the brink of getting nuclear weapons comes out. That report can't have helped the anxiety growing on the ground after this blast over the weekend.
Not at all. I mean, it's just one accident after another accident. Just this past summer, another young man who was working for the nuclear program was assassinated. Then you had this explosion. The day after that, the son of head of Iran's Revolutionary Guards during the 8 years of war was killed mysteriously in a hotel room in Dubai. I mean, just too many accidents that they don't make sense.
For the people of Tehran, what does it feel like is going on right now? What are they telling you?
In some ways, people are worried. And in some ways, if the government does get away with the capability, they will be proud about it. But at this point, they are really concerned about the risks and the possibility of a confrontation. I mean, let's not forget that Iranian people withdrew from the streets 2 years ago after the uprising because they didn't want to get caught in another bloodbath. And the memories of the revolution in 1979 and then 8 years of war are very much alive in the minds of the people. And the worst thing that they would imagine now is another military confrontation with Israel.
Former New York Times reporter Nazila Fati, thanks so much for your time.
Oh, thank you very much.